All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit on the halachos concerning Chodesh Elul. So the Kitzur writes, this is in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Hey. Shulchan Aruch writes, Miyom Rishon B'Shavua Shekodim Rosh Hashanah Ve'elech Mashkimin L'Slichos. From the Sunday, really from the Matzei Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, we begin to get up early and say Slichos. Now the reason the Kitzur discusses the idea of getting up early as opposed to saying it late at night is because he quotes in Shemot Sanan Ba'alocha that there's a fascinating machlokis as to what exactly is the ikar time. What is the primary time for the recitation of Slichos? So some explain anytime after Chatzos, anytime after midnight is appropriate, but the truth is the majority explain that the ikar time for Slichos, the primary time, is really in the last hours of the night right before the morning. That's a time of incredible rachamim, a time of incredible compassion, when the attributes switch from din to rachamim, that's the time. And if that's the case, why on Shabbos do we say it at night? So the difference on Shabbos is because we have the text in the Slichos of B'motzai Menucha, Kidamnucha Tchila. This idea that out of a special zeal to be able to begin the process of tshuva, to begin the process of return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't wait until the morning, rather we go ahead and we do it at night. But then the Kitzur says an interesting halacha, Kishemashkimin tzrichin lito yedehem ulevarich on the tilas yedayim ubirchas haTorah. When you get up for slichos in the morning, one should go ahead and wash negovaser, one should wash the tilas yedayim, make the bracha, and recite birchas haTorah. Now, of course, the novelty in this ruling is, generally a person is getting up before daybreak. Even though, again, and when we say daybreak, again, especially this time of year, it's quite possible that it's even closer to alos, depending what time one is saying slichos. But again, even though it's before the official arrival of day, nevertheless, because one is up already for the day, therefore, halacha lemaisa, one should get up, obviously, wash their hands, recite the tilas yadayim, and say birchas torah. But then the Kitzur ends off with something very interesting. The achara slichos, yitol yadav sheinis below bracha. So the Kitzur paskins, interestingly enough, that after one finishes slichos, one should wash their hands again, albeit without a bracha. Where does the Kitzur get this from? So if you remember again, many moons ago, when we were learning the halachos of the tilas yadayim in the morning, so we discussed the idea that there's a fundamental dispute as to why we have to go ahead and wash our hands in the morning. So one opinion says, Mishum yadayim askanios, because over the course of the night, hands touch covered parts of the body. As such, there's a cleanliness issue. Therefore, one has to wash. Others explain that it's nightfall itself that is goreim a ruach ra. There's a spirit of impurity that comes about as a result of night. Now, the nafkamim, the practical difference would be in a case like this, where one gets up very early. So again, if it's because that hands touched unclean places, so as long as I wash my hands, then by definition, that is enough. If, on the other hand, there's a ruach ra issue, so there's the concept that if I'm going ahead and I'm getting up before daybreak and I wash my hands, I would actually have to wash my hands again after daybreak, albeit without a bracha. And that indeed is how the Kitzur paskins, that if one gets up before daybreak to go ahead and recite slichos, then one goes ahead and washes with a bracha, and then after daybreak, one would wash again, albeit without a bracha. Rabbi Chanan Yemen HaKadosh Shalom Shemach HaLezakot says, Yisro Lefichach, Her Balahem Tomitzvishneh, Amad Nechbetzman Sidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.